top down. I gotta shuffle on the radio with Brad Bass. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right there, squirrelettes. Squirrel.
It's too wet, it won't stay.
My wife is
nose.
Trying to stick a spoon on her nose. I have no idea what we're talking about. Oh well.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
All right. We're talking about. She did it. She stuck the spoon on her nose.
No, you know why?
Why?
Because I could smell the almond is there.
She had almond yogurt while ago.
Almond
flavored yogurt.
No, amaretto cheesecake, but it's almond. And I love almonds.
You know what I love? I love the smoked blue diamond almonds.
I love almonds, but I like almond extract and like the flavor of that in anything.
Yeah, well, sure.
And it's in this yogurt. And it is. It tastes like a Danish Kringle. If anybody is from the Midwest,
yeah.
Or like has
sure.
German, Scandinavian background,
mm-hmm.
You will know about Danish Kringles. They are awesome.
Okay, put the spoon down.
No, I'm smelling the almond. It smells really good.
Okay, back away from the spoon, please. We have to do a show now. So we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about a new movie.
A new movie?
A new movie.
What's the movie?
The movie is called Fireproof.
Oh, yeah. I told you about that.
Yes, you told me about this. Mm-hmm. And it releases September the 26th. And it's by the same people who did Facing the Giants.
Oh, cool. Good movie.
Which everybody who loves movies loved.
Well, of course.
Because it was a great movie.
Because it was a feel-good, underdog, go-get-em kind of movie.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. I love
those kind of movies.
And
you brought that to my attention that I like those kind of movies.
I also like movies where the people in the movie try to be not perfect.
Yes.
You know, like in a regular movie, you don't even, you're supposed to be like in a really high done, really right. great movie, you're supposed to feel like these people aren't actors, they're real.
Right.
But their lines are perfect. Nobody ever stutters. It's, you know,
uh-huh.
When they do that, it calls attention to kind of the fact that you're watching the movie.
Right.
But I like those kind of movies.
Yes.
Another one like that was when John Mellencamp did Falling from Grace. I think that's what it was called.
I don't think I ever saw that.
I think that was the name of it. I'll have to look it up. But he did a movie.
Well, that's why we like Britcoms so much.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they don't overproduce them.
And Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. She does her show. She's going on the new show, too. I forget her last name, but her last show was called Bonnie. Anyway.
Yeah. And Life with Bonnie.
Where they get tickled at themselves.
You did crack me up.
But in a movie, these guys were, to me, it just felt real. It felt like people I know.
Uh-huh, you know what I hate?
What?
Like, when they do this whole soap opera thing where, like, a guy can't, like when he came into the high school... And he listened. He heard them talking.
Yeah.
Like in a soap opera, they'd have to, or like a, you know, they'd have to sit and listen, and then they'd have to go off and you know, do terrible things because of the information that they heard. And I'm like, that's not real. Real people don't do that.
People don't do that.
They stop and confront the people in the office, or they go home and they yell at their wife about it. And then I'm like, it's so lame. But this movie didn't do that.
Right.
It irritates me.
The other
drama.
Thing. The other thing is that people react in this movie. Whoever wrote it was a genius, because people react in this movie the way people I know react
yeah,
to things.
Exactly, with the mouse and the whole deal.
It wasn't focused so much. And part of this is because it wasn't a great literary composition. And so it wasn't focused on so much of a theme. Or, you know, all these back telling stories that this has to lead into that.
Right,
And when you're watching a movie, you can kind of see that happening.
It was just a simple story.
It was a very simple story, but it was about real people. Mm-hmm. It felt like it was about real people. Mm-hmm. And people that I know, and the way people really react in real life. People aren't thinking about the larger themes in their life.
Right, exactly.
When they overhear a conversation.
Right.
You know, they're not thinking, okay, I have to go home and be bitter and mad, and then eventually
the 12 steps. And then,
eventually it'll come to some crescendo that I have to break down in. No, people just go home and go, you know, mm-hmm. I had a bad day. And people talk, and people didn't in this movie were not cool. They didn't focus on trying to write lines that were cool. The black guy made, you know, corny jokes that I hear around me all the time, and there were just different characters in the movie that said things that normal people around me say.
Yeah.
Now here's the problem.
Okay.
Dave, the jaded Vasilian, is a movie snob.
Oh, like you're a music snob?
Like I'm a music snob. And he didn't like the movie.
Oh, well.
Because the people in the movie act like real people from the Midwest or the South, not real people from California.
They're from the South. They're from Georgia.
Because in California, everybody's got to be cool all the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I'm saying. So.
Okay.
He said that a better Christian movie, because I said, name a better movie in this genre. And he said Between the Walls.
Oh, that was terrible.
No, wait, it wasn't terrible. It just wasn't our kind of movie.
Okay.
It was, and I didn't like it.
It was terrible.
Okay, it was terrible. But I know the people who did it. I don't want them to feel bad, but.
Well, you don't have to feel bad just because we don't like a movie. But I don't feel bad because you don't like movies I like. You like what you like.
The plot was really good.
Yeah, but the.
Yeah.
We both sat there and went, this is going to get better, right?
Right.
It's going to get better, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. I kept looking. It's going to get better.
Now, okay, granted, we didn't actually make it through the whole movie. So maybe
but we made it almost through the whole movie. And we finally gave up.
We got in about 30, 40
minutes. No, we didn't. We watched over an hour.
No.
Yes, we did.
No, when he started listening to the tapes and the old man, the dad was a pretty good actor.
Oh yeah, but the rest of them.
But that friend, he was.
I mean, the story was really good. The story that the movie was made about was very good.
But the movie was.
The movie was not good.
Wasn't good.
Sorry.
It wasn't very well acted, and it wasn't very well played, and it wasn't very well written.
Sorry.
Anyway, sorry. That's my personal opinion. And I know there are people out there who disagree with that, so there you go. But I applaud the people who did it because it took a lot of work.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I couldn't do better.
No.
I mean, just say that right now.
Right.
I could
way
not
to go
even
for,
get close.
For that.
He names another movie that I got to see called Most or the Least of These.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen that. I'll
check that out.
I'd like to see that.
And now we have watched a lot of Christian movies.
A lot.
Because like we get them on Netflix and they have a ton of them that are out.
Oh, we also get them sent to us too by people.
Well,
on the web.
And people send them to us. So. You know, we have quite a...
What was that one we watched that was based on a Ted Dekker story?
Oh, man, The Sin Eater?
No, seen that one, though.
That was good.
That was very good. That might have been better than Facing the Giants. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
There was one with, what's his name in it? Randy Travis.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that was creepy.
It was very creepy, but it wasn't very good. I mean, it wasn't better than Facing the Giants.
No, it wasn't.
I forgot
better.
The name of that one.
What Something, was that called?
It was about a false messiah, basically.
Yeah, he came. Well, he came into town, and he was like a cult deal, and he would like he was very.
But it was
demon.
The good part of that about that movie is it was really about a guy who'd lost his family.
Right.
His dog
right. Yeah,
died.
That was really a cool story.
Yeah.
But
it was a cool story, but I wouldn't say it was better than Facing the Giants.
No.
No. Now. Then he says, talking about a sports movie. No, we're not talking about sports movies. And one day we'll have to do a list of the best sports movies ever, but I don't think Facing the Giants is on that list.
No.
Neither is Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire is on the list, and it is
a
sports movie.
It's a love story, not a sports movie. He just happened to be a sport agent. It happens to have like 2 minutes of sports in it.
It does not. The whole movie's about sports. It's about what's his name?
It's about his relationship with that girl.
It's about his relationship with life, period.
Well, that's true. Trying to be his own man.
He's trying to be honorable and be a decent human being.
You complete me.
Seriously, if you were a woman, you would understand that.
You had me at hello.
You know what? When you saw that and we were dating, we weren't dating at the
time. I wasn't
in
my right mind.
I didn't even know you in 1996 came out.
No, but we did see it together.
When?
Later on. We watched it together when we were dating. Because it was one of your favorite movies or something.
If I could get the movie edited where the swearing isn't in it, it'd be better.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? You think the movie has to have the swearing in it?
You get Tom Cruise cut out of it, it'd be a lot better.
What you know what? I don't understand your hatred of Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is the anti.
Oh Lord, here we go.
Kevin, what's his name from Texas? The guy from Austin that was in
Tommy Lee Jones.
No, that was in one of my favorite movies, Sahara.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey.
Yes, Tom Cruise.
He's on my cutest men of all time list.
Tom Cruise is the opposite, is the anti, is the antagonist.
Antagonist?
Whatever. Of Matthew McConaughey.
Well, yeah.
They but are that complete doesn't mean him, opposites.
That doesn't mean he's not
Matthew
a...
Matthew McConaughey is not full of himself. That is really...
Seriously. You don't think Matthew McConaughey is full of himself?
No.
That's what makes him so hot.
No, he's just... Because he's just full the way of himself. Just the way he is. He doesn't care.
Okay, we're not going to go there.
Tom Cruise, full of himself. Matthew McConaughey, not stuck up. We'll walk up to anybody and talk to them.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't wear deodorant either.
You may not want to talk to him.
He wears clothes made out of hemp.
That's just... Then
he does. You know, have you seen what he wears?
You know what? That is an urban myth, and it's circulated around Brad Pitt, too.
You know what, though? They do sell clothes made out of hemp.
Well, I'm not saying he didn't wear clothes made out of hemp. I'm saying that the fact that he stinks.
That he doesn't wear deodorant?
Yeah.
Oh, and then I don't know if he does that.
That's
just funny.
I heard the exact same stories about Brad Pitt. That's just whoever's hot, that's what they tell the story about.
They just want him to smell. You know why? Because they are not hot like them. You're just jealous because you're not hot like them.
I don't think Tom Cruise is hot. But anyway.
I didn't say Tom Cruise was hot. I said Matthew McConaughey was.
Here we go. The last show was much better when you're talking about how hot I was. That was good.
You brought him up.
By the way, the star of Fireproof.
Yes.
Is Kirk.
Yay!
Grace Junkies Cameron.
Brad actually had a conversation with him, which I'm sure we've said before.
Yes.
And I've also probably said before that when I was in high school.
My claim to fame.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
That I had a poster of Kirk Cameron on my wall.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was in love with Kirk Cameron. Loved him. Loved him. Watched every Growing Pains episode ever made.
He listened to the Grace Junkies, and he has liked it. And he said he liked it. So keep up the good work. He has not listened to the Two Blind Squirrels, as far as I know. So there you go.
listened to a Grace Junkie show?
I did see him in some movies that were done about Left Behind.
Yeah, we did the Left Behind series.
He was not very good in those movies. He was very campy in those movies.
Well, but the movies were campy, though.
But they weren't supposed to be.
Well,
that's the problem.
I know.
But from the preview in this one, it looks good.
You know what? I love Kirk Cameron.
The preview
and
this
he
really
loves
good.
The Lord. And that is cool.
That is cool. That didn't make him a great actor.
No.
We're going to see.
But he's still really cool.
I wish they'd have used real people from the church again, but we'll see. We'll see how it works out.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yay!
It's very exciting.
Okay.
Cool. Was it Fireproof?
Yeah, it's called Fireproof.
Okay.
And we've got some messages I wanted to go over from some listeners. First of all, an old one that I'm sorry I didn't know about. It's from our My Chingo account, which is a place where you can go and record messages on your computer and leave them. And this was Charlie's thing, not mine, and I'd forgotten about it. I'm sorry. But I went to Charlie says, hey, you have need to go check this thing. It's got messages. I'm like, oh, no. So I went and looked, and remember Toria? I think she eventually did get a hold of us. Our Toria, T-O-R-Y-A. And she says, I really enjoy the show. I would like to know how long you've been married. We've been married 8 years.
Yes, we have.
8 years and 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you are always that... Are you always that chipper? No, not always. I sleep sometimes.
Yeah.
I think I sleep chipperly.
Who's chipper? Me or you?
I don't know. I guess both of us.
Are we chipper?
Yeah, we're pretty chipper people.
Yeah, we are pretty up most of the time.
No, we do have our laid back moments.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we get tired.
And we get cranky.
It's like we're normal people. Mm-hmm. We have all the range of emotions.
But we're happy people. That's why we love each other.
You know what we don't do, though? You know what we don't? I mean, I come on here and I have rants, okay? And I allow myself... I guess anger or frustration, but we don't really get mad.
No,
I don't know. Is that an emotion? I think anger is the emotion. Mad is the...
No, I don't really get
it. Sort of the... If you sin in it.
Yeah. Neither of us are yell. We don't yell.
When we get mad at each other, when we get angry at each other, it's just weird because in my previous marriage, there were lots of yellings going on. But we don't yell too much.
Mm-mm. We may raise our voice a little bit, but
it's more of a frustration than it is anger, though. Yeah, it's not frustrated and or whatever.
No, and it's very rare.
It's extremely
rare. It usually starts with one person getting upset and the other person going, the other person walking away and then coming back and saying, "You gonna watch your tone?"
I did that today, didn't I?
Yeah, you told me. Okay, let's watch your tone and start over.
But you've done that to me, too.
Well, yeah. So. I didn't even know I had a tone.
You did. You had a tone today. You were frustrated at other people, and you were taking it out on me.
Oh, sorry.
And that's usually all that has to be said. And we're like, oh, yeah, I need to focus my anger on what it is that's angering me and get it out of there. But anyway, okay, so she says, "Are you always that chipper?" Yeah, we're pretty happy people.
Yeah.
Pretty joyous. We've been blessed, mm-hmm. at least to date. She said, "That's why I listen, because it's good Christian talk." Well, thank you very much.
Well, cool. Thank you.
It's Toria, like Victoria, with no Vic.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes. Now, remember a while back, I talked about the Jesus geeks. Remember the Jesus geeks?
Yeah, yeah. You said, why would they ride the coattails of Jesus geek? Yeah.
The Jesus geek thing when you're the Jesus geek.
And to associate yourself with a Mermont, too. I mean.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So he sent me the origin. And I don't know how long this thing is, but he sent me the origin of the Jesus geeks.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll listen to that for a minute.
Hey, Two Blind Squirrels, this is Chris from the Jesus Geeks, with the S at the end, you know, the plural version. Heard your little talk about riding on the coattails of the original Jesus Geek, or riding on mine, or however you wanted to put it. I just wanted to set the record straight here. When I started my podcast, yes, I was the second Jesus Geek podcast, but I also did a search. I did a Google search, I did an iTunes search, and I did a search for exactly the Jesus Geeks, and nothing was returned in any of my searches. So
what you're saying is that you weren't savvy enough to know about JesusGeek.info, which, how can you not know about JesusGeek.info?
I mean, he's everywhere. Info
is everywhere.
And he makes sure it's everywhere.
Yeah. I'm thinking you can't go on the web without at least hearing it somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like.
So Mr. Wilkerson's podcast never appeared. So I had no idea he was out there.
Don't tell him that.
That's fine. Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be okay with that. That's fine, but that means when you find out that he does exist and you find out that he existed before you, you have to change your name. I mean, that happens all the time.
Why does he have to change his name? It's plural.
That happens all the time because, like, for instance, Yaz. They were originally Yazoo. What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Do you remember the band Yaz?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they were originally called Yazoo. Okay. And
bless
they got
you.
You're welcome. And they got quite famous for as Yazoo. Bless you. And yet when they came to America, there was already a band called Yaz who were less famous than them.
Okay.
I'm sorry. They were already called Yazoo who were less famous than them.
Uh-huh. So they changed to Yaz.
But they changed to Yaz anyway.
Well, that's nice.
Because they had to, because somebody was here with that name first. That's all I'm saying.
Then I went over to register.com and looked for www.thejesusgeeks.com, which I am currently located at. And again, that was free, so silly.
That's because John Wilkerson is a cheapskate.
Uh-huh.
Me, I thought it was available without a problem, so I started podcasting. A couple months later, got John, found me on MySpace, sent me a note, and then rest is history. John and I are totally cool with this. He covers tech. I cover theology, entertainment. Well, he also covers some he covers theology too. But you know what? We're all cool. We're brothers. So don't.
No, it's not cool.
He sounds like somebody
it's
I know.
Cool. I know John.
What's this guy's name?
Chris. Wait. Yeah. Oh, well, wait.
No. Why do we have so many people with the same name?
No.
Are there like names that are like... Name.
What's the other guy's name is... I listen to their show all the time. The other guy's name is Clifford?
Clifford?
I don't know. I can't, they've jumped.
Isn't he a red dog?
Oh, man. Their names just jumped out of my head. I am so sorry. I'll look it up. Anyway, go on with your point. He sounds familiar?
Yes, he sounds like somebody I know.
Well, I listen to them all the time. Maybe.
Yeah,
have you listened
I've never
to them?
Listened to them.
You haven't listened to them?
Do you know I have never listened to another podcast but ours, ever?
What? You don't listen to JesusGeek.info?
No, never heard it.
You listen to JoJo the Clown, because I know.
Well, that's because you played a clip, but I didn't listen to the whole thing. I've listened to clips of the Jaded Vasilian.
Oh, there you go. Chris. Yes, I was right. Thank you. I'm glad I didn't.
Chris is a very popular name.
Well, I said it, and then I was like, wait a minute. I know too many Chris's. It can't be Chris. And his friend that they do, it's two guys, and it's a very good podcast, actually. I want to say it's something like that. It's Clifford or Clifton or something. I don't know. He doesn't actually. Friends of the show? About. Let me try about. He needs to get a new theme for his website, too. This is not. I was right. It's Clifford. Man, I was two for two.
Did you tell them that that was your grandfather's name?
My grandfather's name was Clifford.
Clifford Claude.
Clifford Claude McFadden. And my dad's name. On his birth certificate was Clifford Claude McFadden II, or Junior, but no, I think it was the second. But he was never called that. He was always called Gary, and he didn't even know that was on his birth certificate until he was like 30.
Gary Cooper.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And he went to get his birth certificate to get to go to college.
And he was like, "What? I didn't know it was my name."
He had to get it changed. So anyway. I don't know where we were going with all that.
Clifford. That's just interesting that the Clifford. Somebody else has that name. That's just interesting.
There's a dog named Clifford.
That's what I said. There's a big red dog.
Don't worry about it. I wasn't stealing from him. He's not riding on my coattails, or I'm not riding on his coattails. It's all cool.
It's not all cool. It's not all cool because it's confusing to me. Okay?
It's all about you.
Hmm?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I'm glad we got that.
You could at least be like Yahshua. The Yahshua geeks. How's that? Why don't you be that?
What?
It's Greek for it's what
Yeshua,
Hebrew.
Yeshua, you mean?
Well, Yeshua is Hebrew and Yahshua is Greek, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Or Emmanuel geeks. How about the Emmanuel geeks? Or the Noel geeks? or El Shaddai geeks? I mean, why you gotta something? You gotta give
just
me something
just to help you.
Yeah, because it's confusing.
Okay, doesn't confuse.
Can you
me?
Tell the difference between I say the Jesus geeks or the Jesus geek?
Yep.
But you'd have to listen really close to tell.
No.
And since I listen to both podcasts, it's okay that John Wilkerson's cool with it because that's a very Christian-y thing to do.
Uh-huh. Christian-y?
Yes. It's Christ-like.
Uh-huh.
But it ain't cool in general. It needs to be changed. That's all I'm saying. Work it out, people.
They cool did.
And what do you know? I got some twits coming in.
What?
What?
What? Who did he call a twit? Did he call you a twit?
No, he didn't call me a twit. He's talking about Twitter.
Oh.
People are addicted to this thing.
I know you are.
Shut up.
Tweeters or, oh, whatever. It's Friday night. I'm tired. Loving
I know
show.
This
makes
person. I have heard this person talk before.
I think he's called in before.
Oh.
Maybe.
Well, there you go.
Maybe not. Maybe you've just heard me listening to him.
Maybe. Tired.
Loving your show. Makes me laugh. Keep it up. Talk to you guys later.
You're
bye.
Welcome. You're welcome. I love your show, too. I love your show, too.
Love ya. Mean
your
it.
Show too.
Oh, I mean, I really do mean it.
Yeah.
We used to say love you, mean it, but
we didn't mean,
we
it.
Didn't mean it. But I meant that.
Yeah. Sure.
I love you with the love of the Lord.
The love of the Lord. Let's rip.
Start
this one
singing,
up.
Gracie.
Put a bow on it and sing it. It's done. And get out of here and go have some coffee or something. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds
I
good.
I don't drink coffee, but coffee? Okay.
No. Ooh, man.
Can I have some more almond cheesecake?
I'm thoroughly yogurt? Addicted to coffee now.
Okay, Gracie, go to this grocery store and get and look for the look Weight Watchers Amaretto Cheesecake Yogurt. You will love it.
There you go. There's your tip for the day, everybody. The Amaretto Cheesecake Yogurt.
By Weight Watchers.
By Weight Watchers. Personally, I like Buford's yogurt. It's very good.
Ugh.
Yes, he's got...
Seriously?
Yes, he's got a...
It made me sick time I ate it.
Well, he's got a garlic minnow yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got the, you know, the jalapeno anchovy yogurt.
I don't know how he convinced me to actually try it. I don't know what on earth was the matter with me that day.
You know what was really good,
though? Was not right.
Which one did you try? The pepperoni yogurt? Because that one was pretty good. Did you try that one?
No.
Was it the Frito yogurt?
Yeah.
Was that the, yeah, because the Frito is what got you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you tried it. And you didn't actually hate it. But
Frito's yogurt, I mean, hey.
Hey.
I loved both of those things.
Both those things. But, and you didn't actually hate it, but it did make you sick pretty bad.
I don't know what he did. I don't know. Did he ferment it out in the sun?
I'm not sure that you should be eating anything he gives you.
No.
Ever.
And he uses goat, so
it was like
nervous.
Goat yogurt,
yeah.
Which I don't understand.
I don't either. But
it's like Go-Gurt. I think he's what calls
Go-Gurt.
It. Yeah.
Oh, but you can't use that name because it's already being used.
Oh, really? Who uses Go-Gurt?
It's a thing for kids. They come in these little tubes, and then you squirt the yogurt in your mouth.
Oh, see, but this is different. This is
yogurt
Go-Gurt
to go.
No, this is Go-Gurt.
Oh, Go-Gurt.
Yeah. So it's
okay,
different.
So it's all right because there's more than one goat.
Sure. And there you go, poking the eye for you. I love y'all's show. I really do. Just don't like the name. All right, everybody.
Bye, Escondido.
The Lord loves you. Love you back.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23. Where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.